Every year, thousands of members of the armed forces become U.S. citizens while serving their country. In North Carolina, more than 160 have been naturalized this year, many stationed at Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune. WUNC reporter Jorge Valencia met one of them at a special swearing-in ceremony yesterday in honor of Veterans Day.
This story is actually about two new Americans. One of them is a 26-year-old native of Jamaica.
My name is Webton Webley. I'm in the active duty Army military.
And with him is a 23-year-old who is also in the Army and also from Jamaica.
My name is Cheryl Perry Webley. I'm Webton's wife.
Cheryl and her husband's lives in the U.S. have been closely intertwined. They went to the same high school in Jamaica, and Cheryl eventually got a green card through her mom, who was living in Fort Lauderdale. Webton arrived to Florida on a visa to study at Miami-Dade College. Webton says that's actually the first place they spoke.
I saw her at school, and I was like, I know that girl.
Webton says Cheryl didn't want to go out to lunch at first. She says,
I was in college. I was busy studying and doing things college students do.
Eventually, they started spending time together. But after school, Webton wanted to move back and join the Jamaica Defense Force. Cheryl wanted to stay and join the U.S. Army.
It would never make sense for him to go back, so it was kind of like, okay, you got your degree here, it's more opportunities here.
Because I'm like, okay, I find somebody that I really care about, so if I leave here not knowing what the future holds, this might be where I want to spend the rest of my life with the person, so I gave it a shot.
So they stayed. Cheryl went to boot camp and became a carpentry masonry specialist. She became a U.S. citizen 2 years ago. Webton followed and became a cargo specialist. Before his citizenship ceremony on Veterans Day, he talked about his gratitude to the U.S. and to the Army.
It's not everybody that gets the chance or the opportunity to be in the military. It was like always an honor to be in the military, you know, to wear that uniform.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early
Webton took the oath of citizenship in front of a crowd of military veterans in Durham. A handful of others beside him also took the oath.
I'm Fan Wang.
My name is Zama Lopez.
I'm Diego Alexander Perez Varela.
I am Fabiola Tin.
They came from China, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, and Mexico. Now they serve the U.S. Air Force, Army, and Marines. Webton and Cheryl, well, after the ceremony, they just couldn't contain their excitement.
I'm feeling very good today, you know. It's been a milestone that I just achieved.
Cheryl says she's really proud Webton got to be sworn in on Veterans Day, and that she's happy about another milestone they have coming up.
It's like a blessing for us this year and whatnot, because, one, I'm expecting, so it's like, it's great. I don't know. It's like, good, I'll be able to tell my child, you know, daddy became a citizen while you were in mommy's tummy, and, you know, so it's wonderful.
Cheryl's due date is April 28th. She says she'll have her baby in North Carolina, a natural-born U.S. citizen. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.